Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I'm back. Oh, if you couldn't tell, I needed a break. I have lost my mind the past 2 months, and I'm sorry for that. Anything you've seen me post on social media that's been out of character, anything that I've done, it's just been rough. And I try to be honest with you guys about it, because mental health is it's the thing I'm most passionate about, helping people. And I'll just sit here and tell y'all the love and support that you guys have shown me the past month has been, it's been insane. And things just had to happen in my life. Like, I realize now, it took way too long to get this, but I needed what I just went through. I needed the season that I just went through for several different reasons. But mainly, It was time for it. Like, it was time for something to be placed on me that I had to deal with, that I had to come to terms with, that it was nothing that was ever going to happen on my own. And as we talk today, I want all of y'all to kind of understand that too, that you're not going to change more than likely by yourself. Sometimes we have to be motivated to change. Sometimes we have to be motivated to work on ourselves. I was not before this. And over the past several weeks, I'm going to be brutally honest with you guys about some stuff. There was some substance abuse that made me act like a crazy person. We're good on that now. Hopefully, there are some things that I did that I am not proud of, that I'm ashamed of. And I just want to tell you guys, don't mask your problems with substances, especially the illegal kind. It just doesn't do you no good. I had to realize some things that I don't think I was ever going to get through without it. Like, there's just, I've got closer to God over the past couple of weeks, but I probably got also closer to me pulling a Keith Whitley on myself and over drinking and also other things that I should not have been doing that made me just act like a psycho. But when we're hurt, we'll reach for anything. When we're hurt, we'll reach for anything that we think is going to make us feel better. Because pain and punishing ourselves is, how do I put this? You just want out of the pain. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you think it's going to get you out of the pain, you're going to do it. Problem with that is once those substances wear off, guess what? You're right back in pain. And you've not dealt with anything. And then you have the anxiety the next day. Because now you're just, you feel like shit. You feel horrible. And you just, you go back. You go back into that bad place you were at. And man, was I in a bad place. But then something happened Thursday night last week. And it really changed me. It really did. Like, this whole time, I've been looking for a quick fix. This whole time. And the problem was, and I just didn't realize it, I had lost myself so much that I just wasn't happy. That I was just not a happy person. And I just didn't get it. I thought that, you know, going to bars, I thought doing things would make me feel better. And then, stupid how this story starts, I went to a bar. I went and hung out with some friends on Thursday night. And while I was out, this guy was staring at me the whole time. And I didn't know why he was staring. And finally, towards the end of the night, he comes up to me. And he tells me, I'm trying not to get emotional about it. He tells me, he says, man, I don't really know what all you've been going through because you've only put out there what you probably want people to know on social media. And he said, but I want you to know this. There's some stuff that you have said over the past couple weeks that has really helped me, and I think you've saved my life. And I think that you made me take a cold, hard look at myself and the things I was doing and the things I was doing to my family and really put it in perspective for me. He said, I just want to thank you. Me and him hugged in a bar, both crying. If anybody didn't know the context of it, you, I don't know what you actually saw. But, sir, I know you're going to be listening to this. I just want you to know you probably saved my life and helped me more than anything. Because you made me realize what the drugs, what the alcohol couldn't. You helped me realize that I had forgot who I was. And I had forgot what I think my mission in life is. And I had forgot what I needed to be doing. When I first started this show a couple years ago, I wanted to focus on mental health and being an advocate for it. And also, I wanted to just find crosses and carry them and put them out into the world. And what I mean by that, like, is we've had people on the show that have struggled. We've had people on the show that have been in domestic violence. We've had veterans that's talked about suicide. We've had all these people come and do the show over the past 4 years. And man, there's just so much that has changed since I first started this show. And some has been good change, but not a lot of it. And when that fella told me that the other night, and then I'm going to tell y'all what happened after that too in a minute. When that fella told me that the other night, it was like my skin had shed. It was like I got a new start. I remembered why I do what I do. And I was going to let somebody take that from me. I was going to let someone that I very much cared about take that from me. Because I was willing to lose myself to make somebody else happy. And looking back at it now, if I would have done that, I would have resented that person for the rest of my life. Because I've worked my ass off to get to where I'm at. I have busted my ass. I've ran up debt. I have ran up the roads, probably put 500,000 miles on some vehicles in the past couple years. I've put my blood, sweat, and tears into this show, into helping people. And I was going to trade it for something that I thought that I really wanted. And I'm not knocking the person. If y'all know what I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Because they wanted a different life. They didn't want this. And I'm very much grateful for them now that they pulled the trigger way before I ever could have. Because I probably wouldn't have. I would have left. I would have just kept being... I never was the person. I didn't get to the point where I was going to give up everything, but I was willing to. I didn't know then. I didn't know then what was in store for me. And if I would have given up everything, I would have been very resentful at some point in time. And I want all of y'all to realize that. Like, some people are put in your life to bring upon change. Some people are put in your life to teach lessons. And it ain't usually the damn lesson that you want to learn. It's not. It's never going to be the blessing that you want when somebody like that comes in your life. For me, man, I thought I was going to get married or engaged anyway. I thought that, yeah, this is what I want. But what I really wanted out of it was to have somebody that loved everything that I did. Now, over the past couple weeks, I've started to realize, especially the past week, man, I love this. I love what I do. I love that I can call certain people and call them a friend now. I love that there are people that reach out to me for help, and we can sit there and talk, and we can sit there and we can... Man, we can talk about life. My favorite thing in this world, obviously what I do, I love a deep conversation. I love a meaningful, deep conversation. I want to know why you're fucked up, and I want to know what we can do to help each other. And I just did not realize that until recently. Now I get it. And don't let anybody take that from you. If you feel like you're supposed to be doing something and something's led to your heart, don't let something that's probably temporary destroy what could have been the rest of your life and what you've worked your ass off for and what you really are passionate about. Since I was a kid and I watched Private Parts by Howard Stern, I have wanted to do nothing more than this right here. I want to be the country music Howard Stern. I've always wanted to do it. I want to add faith and mental health into it, which I guess he does mental health. But I want to add faith into it. You know, I am only still here. And I want y'all to realize what I'm saying when I say that. Like, I thought I was at my end. I'm only still here because of God. I have tried every single thing the past couple weeks, every single thing that I could have tried, and none of it got through to me, except at some point in time, I decided to start putting all my faith in God, like all my eggs in a basket. I think last week around Wednesday, I had a very bad night, a very, very bad night, and I woke up that next morning, and I was like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not. I'm forgiving. I'm letting go. I'm blocking. I'm saying the hell with it. And I'm going to start doing what I think God wants me to do instead of what I want to do. Started saying this little mantra or whatever you want to say, whatever it's called. And it's, I will not stress. I will not obsess. I will come to the understanding that whatever He has prepared for me, it's way better than anything I could have ever prepared for myself. One morning I was laying in bed, I was watching devotionals. And this morning, I mean, that's kind of been my thing lately. If y'all, it's so much better to start off your day that way. And I just didn't realize it. I did not realize it. And I'm learning how to pray. And it's only because of the hell that I've put myself through over the past 2 months that I'm learning what it is to have real faith. I'm learning what it is to know that you can't handle this by yourself. You can't handle it with alcohol. You can't handle it with drugs. You can't handle it with just bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. You can't. It is impossible. You are never, ever, ever gonna be okay doing that. Speaking of learning how to pray. So another thing happened Thursday night. On my way to Macon, I turned the radio off, and this is something that I'm just... Y'all, I recommend turning your radio down sometimes and just having a conversation with God and learning to pray that way. To where it's you talking to Him. You talking to Him until you figure out what is going on in your life and what you need to be doing and the realizations that you need to come to. I was on the way to Macon, and I just, this is going to sound really stupid what I'm about to say. But I was like, God, I'm sitting here. I'm struggling. I've told you what's on my heart. You already know what's on my heart. I need something. I need something that says that you're listening to me. I need something that says that I'm wanted. Because one of the devotionals that I really like, and it's shared on my TikTok and social media if you want to go watch it, but it's talking about how the unwanted become the most wanted. And one day, because you're so unwanted, they'll end up needing you. And I'm not saying an ex or anything like that, but somebody's going to need you one day. And all that unwanted just goes away. Because it's not anybody else's fault. Some things just don't work. I was telling a buddy here recently. I was like, you know why they're called breakups? It's because something's broken. And it doesn't work. If it was working right, it wouldn't be broken. There wouldn't be a need to break up. And I really was struggling with that, though. Because it's like, you know what? I'm fine with that part now. I'm fine with that part. I'm fine, and I'm ready to move on. But this is where it sounds stupid. My inbox, my text messages, my everything was dry as a desert. I didn't have a single woman reaching out to me. Not a single one. I felt so lonely. I felt like I was never going to get a woman's attention again, that I had just burn that bridge somehow, right? So as I'm praying on the way to Macon, I'm like, God, I'm not asking to take somebody home tonight, because that'd be stupid to ask God to get laid. But I'm asking for something that shows me that I'm still wanted, because I don't feel wanted right now. And after me and that fella had that conversation at that bar, I was sitting there at the end of it, and I was talking to some friends, and this woman walks in, and I don't really want to give too much information about it, but she was bad. She was like grown sexy. She was a lawyer, or a law student, one or two, I can't really remember, but she comes in the bar, and when this woman walks in the bar, my nose is peeling, by the way, if y'all are watching the video. It was where, when she walked in the bar, everybody's head turned. Men, women, both. She's in this tight little black dress. Looked like she just sent somebody to prison for life. Like, but they were smiling as they were looking at her going to jail, you know? We make eye contact and whatever, like we didn't talk for a little bit. And then about an hour later, she comes and sits down next to me at the bar. And she said, well, I guess if you're not going to buy me a shot, I'm going to buy you one. And we sat there and we talked for the rest of the night. And dude, let me tell you, as small of a thing as it is, I know that that was in one way or another my sign that, hey, you're wanted, dude. The only thing that is stopping you from feeling wanted is yourself. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to make yourself available. Now, still, I'm not in a situation to where I can date yet. I'm not a situation where I need to attach to anybody yet. I know now that I have to be 100% comfortable or as close as possible before I ever even give anybody else my energy. I can't. I know I can't. Now, I can flirt. I can go on dates. I can do stuff like that. But I am probably emotionally unavailable still. And that's okay. If you feel that way, that is okay for you too. I'm not rushing shit no more. I'm not rushing healing. As long as I'm working on getting healed, I'm fine with just being in a healing state. I don't know where any of these roads I'm going on right now take me. And I don't want to drag anybody down with that because I don't know. Well, the thing is, after that night was over, it was a good night. After that night was over, I realized something. I realized that I allowed somebody, and they had every reason in the world to do what they did now, looking back at it. It needed to be done, and I was not ever going to be the person that did it. After that night, I realized, man, I lost me. I lost my confidence. I lost my ego. I lost everything that I could that makes me me, and I gained every little insecurity that I could too. Same time. That's what made me go through. And y'all, I'm not stressing this enough. There was probably a time that if I'd have been around the right people in the past little while, somebody would be like, look, dude, we got to go. We got to take you to that 72-hour hotel, baby. We're going to have to check you in. And I honestly couldn't be mad at nobody if they did. Because that's where I was at. If y'all have saw me one or two of those nights, there's two nights I can think of that I just acted out so bad for no reason, telling lie after lie, just fucking crazy. A crazy person. Both of those nights, I abused some shit that I should not have abused to. And that's not me trying to excuse it or justification of it, of my actions, because there's no justification of my actions. But I know that it added to the problem. I'll put it that way. Like, I know that it added to the issue. And after that night, though, I realized, like, man, I still got it. Why am I upset? Why am I still upset? You still got it. You're still wanted. You're still incredibly good at what you do. And when that happened, I realized, man, that's the fix I've been looking for. And one night, I had somebody tell me that my show and me talking about mental health saved their life. Also, in that same night, I had a woman that made me feel wanted again. And I knew that I was back. I knew that I was good. And I started to come in here and record a show Friday and talk about it then. But I decided not to. I decided to wait till today. I decided to wait till now. Because I wanted to make sure it wasn't a temporary thing. I wanted to make sure that it was just not ego inflated, that it just wasn't me masking something else. I wanted to sit back and I wanted to make sure I was okay before I started doing this again. Because there was a point in time I didn't know if I could do this again. I didn't. And it wasn't just because I was brokenhearted. It was because, like, how am I going to sit here and tell you guys how you're supposed to feel and the things that you should do and talk about life with guests and everything when I ain't got my shit together? I'm a raging lunatic right now. I'm a psycho. I'm a crazy person. I'm going through a mental breakdown. How am I going to sit across from you and be like, oh, no, just, you know, pray more? I would have been boring. I would have been boring. I would have just, it would not have been good. It would not have been entertaining for you guys at all. and it would have made me look like a crazy person. There's a couple episodes that I look like a crazy person. And somebody asked me yesterday when I was talking to them about this if I was going to take them down, and I'm not, because I want you to see the transition. I want you to see what happens when I feel like I'm back, when I feel like I'm me again, when I feel like you figured it out, dude. You figured it out. You working on yourself. I'm nowhere where I need to be, but I'm better than I was. And it's just because I've started pushing the right buttons. For the first time in my life, I think I'm working on the stuff that needed to be worked on and doing it in a healthy, right way. And now that I feel wanted again, man, let's go. Let's go, Bubba. I don't know how to tell y'all. And I know it sounds so stupid that one conversation and one woman can make you feel that way. But that's not why I feel that way. It's the fact that on the way to making that night, I asked God to give me a reason to continue. I laid out on my heart what was bothering me. I didn't feel like I could do this anymore, God. I didn't feel like I could sit here and talk to people anymore. I feel like no woman in the world wants me, God. That's what I feel like right now. I'm so defeated. That's what I felt like. And because I put it out there, the good Lord said, okay, son, you asked me. You asked me. Here you go. Now act right. You're still wanted. You're still loved. You're here for a reason. And I'm so glad I didn't let somebody take that from me. I was telling my buddy, shout out Daniel Riley, I love you very much, buddy. I was telling him the other night, he's going through some hardships. And we were sitting there talking. And I was just like, dude, you know, we're in the season of waiting for a win. We're in the season for waiting for our win. And that season sucks. That season sucks because you're getting nothing but L's. You're catching nothing but L's in that season for waiting for a win. And every one of those L's hurt like hell. But every one of those losses is making you ready for your next season. Now, whether you're a Christian or whatever you are, spiritual at all, you have to believe that the bad things in our life are setting us up for the person that we want to be. Person that God wants us to be. The real calling for us. It's never a victory that makes you better. If you've won, you've won. There's nothing else to learn. But a loss will teach you shit that a win never will. And if you're right now going through that season of waiting for a win, just know you have to keep going. You have to pray about it. You have to talk to God about it. You have to be so vulnerable that there's no way that there's any confusion about what you want and what you need. Vulnerability in a man and most women is very hard. But how else is... It's one thing, God knows what's on your heart. But if you're not vulnerable with other people, how the hell is anybody going to know how you feel? How is anybody going to know what's going on in your head? It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to open up. It is okay. The world's going to tell you that it isn't. There, especially as men, we're told, hey, to get over her, get under this one. If you're hurt, rub some dirt on it. Men ain't supposed to cry. All that type of shit. That is all bullshit. 100% bullshit. You have to work your shit out, and you have to be brutally honest with yourself. You got to look at things in a different perspective because the way you're looking at it now ain't fucking working. It ain't never going to work. I'm glad. I am happy now. Maybe not happy. Happy's not the word because I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm very content right this minute. And I know that I'm moving in the right direction now, because the more I pray, the more that I encounter folks in my life. In the past month, I've had more people in one way or another reach out to me about mental health or reach out about faith. And that just, it's insane to me. It's insane to me, but also too, I now understand that I had to be broken to be fixed. I had to be completely beat down to the bottom to realize there's only one way up. I was praying one night drunk as hell on the way back from Macon, driving like I shouldn't have been. And I was like, God, I just don't understand. I was like, it's like you've washed away every other road in my life but this one. Why have you done this? Why have you washed away every other option for me in my life besides to go this way? And as soon as I said it and it came out of my mouth, I was like, shit. He washed away every other road in my life so I would go down this one. He took away every other path besides this one. And I was like, he knew that had to happen for me to change. He knew that he had to take away every other option in my life to show me what road I'm supposed to be on. Because I'm an idiot. I'm a dumbass. And I just don't get it most of the time. I always say, yeah, I love things that are simplified. He simplified it. He made it to where there ain't another option. There's not another option besides for to pray more, to listen more, to put my faith in his hands. Now, I want y'all to understand this. This ain't about me trying to be a preacher. This ain't about this show turning into a Christian talk show. We already talk about faith and everything on here a lot. It's not about any of that. It's about him showing me this is what you're supposed to be doing, but do it right. Don't let it slip out of your hands. I want you to do what I want you to do. I don't think I'll ever be a preacher. I don't feel that's my calling. I feel my calling is just like the other night sitting on that bar stool next to one of my buddies and him telling me about his struggles and us being able to talk about it. Or last time I was in Nashville, there's a young lady that she needed someone to talk to. And by the end of the night, because she felt so comfortable with me and not judging her, I'm not going to say a lot of y'all, we prayed together. Now, we were very buzzed and it was very late. But still, somebody felt confident enough in the things that I'm saying and how I'm working on stuff to where it's like, he ain't got it figured out, but he knows a little bit more than I do. And I hope that, if anything, I'm a gateway for somebody to find what they're missing. And I just don't think God makes mistakes. I know we do. And I don't believe in coincidences. I know that he is doing something and working on me right now. Same way he's working on you, though. He's doing something in your life right now that you probably think is the devil. See, here's what's fucked up, too. I want y'all to understand this. God will do things that hurt us to improve us. The devil will do good things to us that we think are what we want, but it's not. It is deception. It is nothing but deception. I figured it out, because it's just like, God wouldn't give you anything that he is going to take away from you and destroy you if it's a good thing, if it is something he wants you to have. He's not going to. When I was going through the breakup, I told this person at some point in time, I said, I feel like God's just leading me to you. I do. That's why I can't stop. That's why I can't stop. That was the devil deceiving me. And that person was right, because they said, I just don't feel it. I don't feel like God's leading me that way. I don't feel that at all. And you know why she didn't feel like that? Because it wasn't God I was listening to. It was the devil. It was the bad side. It was a trick. Like I said, it was deception. And I didn't realize it at the time. Because even looking back now, you know, when we fall for somebody and we fall hard, we will overlook red flags. And we will overlook things that we notice are not going to work out. I actually have respect for this person because they had enough balls about them to point them out to where it was, to where they knew it wasn't going to work. Me looking back at it now, it wasn't going to work. They were right. That sucks. Hey, you know what? I hate saying that, but they were right. I was going to give up my happiness and my joy and the thing that I've worked so hard for, the thing that I enjoy most in this life, to do something that I didn't want to do. But I thought I did because I love this person. And that's not my path. God washed away every other thing in my life, so I'll go down this path. And I hope you guys realize that. I just hope y'all get it. If things are getting took from you, it's because they're supposed to be getting took from you. If you are just creating chaos in your life and you're just creating havoc everywhere you go, eventually you're going to get put in a situation to where it's shit or get off the pot. It's either I got to go down this road or I got to go down this road. And that is a hard pill for most of us to swallow. I know it's a hard one for me to swallow. it's took way too much for me to get that son of a bitch down. But, hey, look, some people are more awake. Some people are more in tune with themselves than you are. Some people aren't lying to themselves. Some people actually know what they want to make them happy. The rest of us are very confused about most of those things. But once you get that clarity, there's no going back. None. I'm telling you,
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's been a weird ride, but I know I'm no longer in the season of waiting for a win. I'm starting to get little victories. I'm starting to. You know, one of the things I'm doing a whole lot more of is, you know, on TikTok, if you share and repost stuff, it puts you into the algorithm to where, like, you'll start getting more of that, right? So now, most mornings I'm getting up and I'm scrolling through TikTok and I'm watching about an hour of devotionals before I ever get out of bed. And every morning after I pray now, I ask God, like, hey, look, whatever I'm supposed to hear today, whatever I'm supposed to see, put it in front of me. Make it obvious. We both know how dense I am. We both know that I'm a little off my rocker. Give me something that I need to hear. Give me a Bible verse that I need to read. And, man, every morning. And now I've done got to where I don't just do it in the morning. When I'm driving now, I'm getting a whole lot better at turning that radio down and listening to messages that I need to be messaging or listening to. And I'm just telling you, like, it's a hard pill to swallow to admit that somebody was right to do you wrong. You know what? You can't even say in my situation that somebody did me wrong. I think it could have been done a better way. But also, too, I'm not them. But it needed to happen. It needed to happen. I now realize what makes me happy and what brings me joy. I was fixing to let somebody steal my joy. And they never did nothing bad to me. I don't mean it that way. I was fixing to give up on my dreams. I was fixing to give up on my dreams to make somebody else happy. And that could have been a temporary happiness. There's no telling, even if I would have gave up that shit, if it would have worked out. Why would I give up what I want most in this world for something that I don't even know if it has longevity? And plus, I think I just would have been bitter. Because one of the things I think is just the coolest shit that I call it the one degree rule, if you've ever heard me talk about this. If you're friends with somebody that is friends with somebody that's where you want to be, that means you're only one degree away from being what you want to be. Same thing, other night, sitting there with Daniel. I was playing country music on the jukebox at this bar that nobody wanted to hear sad country music. And I played him Luke Combs' new song. If you have not heard it, oh, my God. Ride Around Heaven, that whole album that came out the other day, Fathers and Sons, whatever it's called, is amazing. But there's a song on there called Ride Around Heaven. Shit. Listen to it right now. Stop me. Just stop this show and go listen to it, okay? That's how good it is. But then, after that, Dirt Cheap came on, Cody Johnson's song. Well, beginning of last month, I had Josh Phillips on the show, who wrote Dirt Cheap by himself, who is friends with Luke Combs. He's got several cuts on his, I think he's got three cuts on his new album. And we're sitting there, and I video, just for a second, me and, I tried to FaceTime him first, he didn't pick up, messaged me back and said he was chilling with his old lady watching Game of Thrones or something. But I sent him a video of me and Daniel singing Dirt Cheap, right? And for me to be able to reach out to somebody like that that has a number one song right now, that's cool to me. That makes me happy. That brings me a joy that I can call this person my friend. That it wasn't just an interview. It wasn't just, you know, him promoting something. It's we became friends. Jason Michael Carroll was on the last episode of this show and played songs that I know are touching people. Because if you go look at TikTok, he's got a song that went viral that was on this show that's talking about getting sober. And to me, loving Jason Michael Carroll's music the way that I do, and just thinking he's one of the best of all time, for me to be able to call this man my friend, it's cool to me. And there's several more. There's several more folks I could go on about. Last month, still, we had one of the riders of Waiting the Truck on, Miss Renee. And it's just like, man, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I'm doing exactly what makes me happy. And even if you go back and listen to those shows before all hell broke loose in my life, before I broke loose and had a meltdown in my life, we were talking about faith in some of it. We were talking about being a better person in some of it. We were talking about living a good life in it. And we were, it's good quality content. It's where I want to be. It's exactly where I want to be. So the thing is, I was fixing to let, and I'm not downplaying the feelings that I had for this person because they were real, they were strong. But there's a reason why it didn't go no further than it did. They realized it before me. And I was too stupid until, like I said, till this past week. That's the reason why I didn't record the show on Friday. After that night, to where that fella told me I might have saved his life, to where I felt wanted again because a very attractive woman paid me attention. And I know that sounds stupid. I know. But there's something about your insecurities. I don't know about y'all, but with mine, it's like, hey, I'm beat down right now. I look in the mirror and I see an ugly individual. I look in the mirror and nothing fits right. Nothing. I don't feel good in anything. I'm ugly. Like, that's what it made me feel like. It was nothing that that person did, by the way. It was me doing it to myself. That is me overthinking it and me torturing myself, right? Because obviously, you know, it's not that. It's just some shit don't work. Don't sit there and play the guessing game about why you wasn't good enough. Don't do that to yourself. It'll drive you insane. I know. But I wanted to get away from it. I wanted it to be where, hey, let's take a couple days. Let's see if you still feel this way next week. If you still feel this way next week, let's do it. And now I know that I'm going to get blessed with something way better than I could ever imagine. I know this show is going to succeed in a way that I can't imagine. I know that the woman that God has prepared for me is way better than any woman I could have prepared for myself, any woman I could have lusted after, any woman that I could have tried to find myself. I know because I have faith in him. He's led me this far. He didn't lead me this far. He didn't lead you this far just to let you down. He didn't. I know we feel like that sometimes. I know we feel like, why? Why the hell am I going through this? Why? 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 I pray. I do all this other stuff. I try to be a good person. Why? Why am I going through this? Because you were supposed to. Because you are probably a lot like me, and you can't get out of your own damn way. Sometimes he has to send people and things into our lives to make us get out of our own way so we do his bidding. And, you know, I don't, like I said earlier, I don't think mine's to be a preacher. I think mine is to do this show to help people, to make people open up. You know, somebody recently kind of gave me some shit because they were like, you overshare. You put all this on social media. You didn't have to put this on social media. You didn't have to do none of this. You should have just kept this between you and God or you and whoever. And I was like, yeah, you might be right, but who's going to hear something that I say and know that it's okay to be open about their problems? Because that's what I want to do. I want to make you okay to open up about your problems. That way you don't waller in your pity and pain like I've done. Because that's what I've done. I wallered in my pity and pain. And I realized you can't better yourself. You can't feel better. You can't move on. You can't do all this shit if you are wallering in your pain and your pity. You've got to want to get out of your pain and pity. You have got to want it. If you don't want it, it ain't never going to come. And I just never thought of it like that. I recently heard on an interview off Joe Rogan that where they were talking about if all you ever do is constantly talk about your problems, if that's all you ever constantly do is talk about your problems, you're still feeding into your problems. That's why it's so problematic. You, at some point in time, have to be like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I've got to move on. I've got to move on. I'm tired of wallowing in it. I'm tired of this pain. I am tired of just thinking to myself every single day, that it ain't gonna get better. That this is my path. I'm meant to be like this. I was talking shit to somebody the other day, and I said, you know what? I realized, and if y'all don't know this, Keith Whitley drank himself to death. He's my favorite country artist of all time. But he wallowed in it. If somebody would have helped him, we'd still have Keith Whitley. If he had someone to talk to, we'd still have Keith Whitley. I'm sure at the time, because you don't see a better solution. You don't feel better. I thought over the past month, I was like, you know what? There's a good chance I'm finna drink myself to death. And with the substance abuse that was going on, I figured that was going to add to it. I'm telling y'all, I have lied my ass off. Because I guess coming up with a story to try to get somebody their attention was what I was doing. And the drugs were like, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that'll bring them back. What a fucking stupid idea. You know, it's, you have to actually want to change. You actually have to want to be wanted. You actually have to say, all right, enough is enough. I'm not doing this anymore. I refuse to allow myself to do this anymore. And that's where I'm at now. It's like, you know what? I am wanted. I am loved. There are people that want to be around me. There are people that want to do this show. There are people that want to play my round in Nashville. There are people that want to be part of my life. Why am I hung up on the ones that don't? Ask yourself that. With all the people in this world that actually want your attention, that crave your attention, why are you still concerned and care about the ones that don't? I hope after this show, I never have to talk about a breakup again. I hope after this show that you guys realize that you're almost there. This is your sign right now that you're almost where you need to be. Other day, I kept joking to myself, and I was like, I think I'm going to call this show A Cunt Hair Away. If you've never heard the old saying, I was a cunt hair close. That's what I was going to call it, because that's how I feel now. I'm a cunt hair away from being where I want to be. And if I would have given up, if I would have just threw in a towel, if I would have just said, to hell with it, I'm done, I would have lost everything about me that I love. And get this too, this is why I felt so bad, just didn't realize it. I was giving up everything that I love about me to live with all the things that I don't love about me. I don't want to work a regular 9-to-5. I want to be different. I want my name up in lights one day. I want to help people. I want to change people's mindsets. I want to change the world in some way or another. Like, I want that. I'm passionate about that. I love that about me. And I almost gave it up to go work at Walmart or to go sell real estate. I almost gave up all the things that I wanted so I would live an unhappy life. Now, if it would have worked out, would I be happy that I was married and had a family? Yes, because I'm at the point of my life now that when I'm ready, I'm not ready right now. There is nothing more in my life that I want than a family. There is nothing more. I do not have a good family environment that I grew up in. We are still very distant, me and most of my family are. And I crave that. I crave to have somebody get up every morning and have coffee with. I craved it before I go to bed every single night. I get to kiss the same woman. I crave that. I crave those little moments because I've never had it. I've had temporary versions of it, but I wasn't the person I needed to be. And God bless them, no matter who it would have been. I haven't dated the person that's my person. I thought I have, but I haven't, because if that was the case, I'd still be here. If you never heard me talk about it before, there's a meme that I absolutely love. It's Jesus knelt down in front of a little girl, and the little girl's handing over this tiny little cute teddy bear, and the little girl's being reluctant to do it. She doesn't want to do it, and she doesn't realize behind God's back is a bigger, more beautiful teddy bear. And I've always loved that because it's just so simple. It just simplifies faith so much. Is if you'll turn over the thing that you think you love the most, I'm going to really give you the thing that you love the most. But you've got to have enough faith to turn it over. And if you don't, you'll never get that blessing. Like I said earlier, I will not stress. I will not obsess. I will come to the understanding that whatever he has prepared for me is way better than anything I could have ever prepared for myself. And, man, I just know that's what it is now. Every devotional I've listened to about struggles and everything all kind of comes back to the same thing. And it's, you have to be broken down. You have to be just reduced to rubble in order for him to rebuild you. You have to be reduced to rubble in order for him to rebuild you. And that's crazy to me. Like, I've even downloaded Tinder again, downloaded Bumble on there. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there now. I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm not going to waller in this pity and everything anymore. Something didn't work. Boo-hoo. You know, I'm not a cold person at all, if you can tell. Very warm. And it is where it takes a lot sometimes to get something through my head. It really does. But once I get it through my head, there's no going back with me. Once I've had clarity and closure for myself, there's no going back for me. And it's time for me to move on. It is time for me to realize, hey, God got a big teddy bear waiting for your ass. All you got to do is put yourself out there and do it in a healthy way. That's what you've got to do. And I just didn't realize that before. I do now. And that's what I want you guys to realize. Hey, if you feel like it's time to give up on something, I want you to think long and hard about it before you give up on it, though. But if it's time to give up on something, it's okay. You're going to be fine. You're starting over. Nothing wrong with that. You know, one of the quotes that I very much like is, he prepared a place for me in the presence of my enemies. My enemies, and I'm not saying that I hate anybody, because I don't, or dislike them, but it's like, you know what? I now know that God will break you down and rebuild you, but what's even better is he'll rebuild you in front of the people that broke you down. And it's not really an aha or a revenge thing or anything like that. It's just like, for one, and the best way I know how to say it, it's they're responsible for the change in you. Excuse me. They're responsible for the start of the change in you. They need to see that you're not that person. They know that you could have done better and you didn't with them. But I want you to see me do better. Because without you jump-starting it, it would have never happened. And it's just like, that's my mentality now, dude. I finally got to the point where I feel good. I feel great. But that's today. Tomorrow, if I don't continue to do the things that are making me feel good right now, exercising, I'm back doing that again. I've lost like 25 pounds since the beginning of last month from not eating, from substance abuse, from everything else. If I would almost bet y'all, I'm gonna get a drink. I would almost bet you guys that if I could have quit drinking, if I wouldn't have been drinking, excuse me, and I was still substance abuse and still not eating, man, I'd be fucking 200 pounds right now. I might be dead, to be honest with you. But I know now that this is the beginning of the next season of my life. This is the next chapter of my life. And if you'd asked me a month or so ago, I'd be like, no, I'm holding on. I'm fighting. This is where I want to be. Because I picked being miserable. And I picked wallowing in my pity and in my pain over trying to process and get better. I picked lying. And I picked just being a dumbass over actually coming to terms with what was going on. And if it wasn't for, I want to thank everybody that shares their devotionals and stuff on TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. If it wasn't for me seeing other people and their transformation and listening to their testimonies and listening to all that kind of stuff, you encouraged me. Everybody that has sent me a message over the past month, everybody that has checked on me over the past month, you encouraged me. You helped me. Way more than I feel like I could ever help you guys. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the people in my life that didn't give up on me. You got to go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. There's a lot of people that are rooting for me to win. There's a lot of people that want to see this show and myself succeed. I even think the good Lord's on my side with this one, because it's like, hey, when money's tight, something comes through. Hey, when you don't think you're going to get to go on this trip or get this artist or this personality on your show, something comes through. If that's the case, then I got to know that he's with me on this. And this is what he wants me doing. Because there's a good chance that even on this show today, there's something that I said that's going to resonate with someone. Somebody needed to hear something that I said today. And to me, man, that's my calling. That is my calling. If the good Lord has put something on my heart, he did it for a reason. And if he's giving me this stuff for a reason, then I have to be like, you know what? Well, if something didn't work out and they didn't want me doing this, or some guest doesn't want to be on the show or whatever, well, you know what? It's probably for a reason. I've said it so much the past little bit, but I know that this isn't a mistake. I know that I'm doing what he wants me to do. So why turn my back on that for anything or anybody? Ask yourself that. Are you doing something that you know that he's led you to do, regardless of what it is? Do you know that you're doing something? Don't matter what ridicule you get for it. Don't matter what slack you catch from it. If he's putting it on you to do, be proud of it. If he's making you good at something, be proud of it. If he's taking shit out of your life, it's hard to say to be proud of it, but understand it needed to go. It needed to go. And it's a bitch. It's a bitch letting go. But if you let go and there's good things happening to you, you're on the way to your victory. A lot of y'all, and in myself, are in that season of waiting for a win. Your win is coming. I promise you, your win is coming. But if you give up, you'll never get your win. If you stop moving forward, if you just give up on yourself, you're never going to get your victory, and you're going to live in misery the rest of your life. Misery loves company. You have to make your mind up that you're not going to be miserable no more, that you're going to do better. You're going to work on yourself, and you're going to do it in healthy ways. There's been stuff that I've told y'all that I've done recently. Don't do it. Don't do it because I'm telling you to do it. If you decide to do something, do it because you've done the research and you want to do it. Try to stay away from substance abuse, though. There's no nothing you can read on that to make it right. that's bad for you all the way around. But just please remember this before I get off here. You have to make the decision to leave the pain behind. You have to make the decision to be happy and to have joy in your life. It is time for you to have joy in your life. No matter what else anybody else is doing, you have to make the decision that I'm not being like this no more. There's a good chance this wouldn't have worked out anyway because of just different beliefs and different, too much shit was different. Be appreciative when somebody figures that out before you did. Don't be a crazy person like me. Don't blow up phones and text messages and lie your fucking ass off. Don't do that because all you're doing is giving in to the pain. You're giving in to the misery. Don't do that. Make the decision to leave the pain behind. Don't matter how bad you're hurting right now. And I know a lot of you are. Make the decision to leave the pain behind. Start working on being happy. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Don't let anybody take your dreams from you. And don't turn your back on God. God's all you need. It's not alcohol. It's not therapists, which therapy's good. You should definitely do that. You have to know that whatever battle you're going through right now, he's teaching you a lesson. The devil's working hard on you, dude. But the devil only wins if you give up, because God ain't giving up. I want you to hear me when I say that. The devil only wins if you give up, because God's not giving up on you. He is going to be there with you no matter what. And he ain't going nowhere, dude. What does it say in the Bible? That there was no weapon will prosper against me as long as I have God. It's every day in your life, dude. Only things will prosper against you is if you don't turn to God to help you with them. I love you guys. Remember, you're right there. You're right there at your winning season. Waiting for a win sucks. But you're right there. And it is. It is darkest before the dawn. It's going to hurt worse than it's ever hurt in your life before you get better. But once you realize that you're on the other side of the pain, you're on the other side of the hurt, and you're going back to the good things about yourself, there's nothing better than that. There's not a better feeling than that. Every one of you are going to be okay. Don't be dramatic like I was. Don't lose your shit like I did. Try to have understanding. Try to put yourself in their shoes. No matter what it is, try and have understanding. I really hate saying somebody else was ever right. But in this situation, they were right. And I hope the effects from this have an everlasting effect on me. So please, 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 pray your ass off. Don't be scared to ask for the things that you want. You're going to get the things you need. You might not get the blessing that you wanted, but you're going to get a blessing if you ask for it. I sit there yesterday, and I've never prayed for money before. Never, ever have I ever prayed for money. And I prayed for financial blessing yesterday. I said, God, I what I'm doing is wonderful. But there's a lot of people that do the same thing that don't have the numbers that I do pretty much, or at least the connections and the people that I'm around like I do. I said, God, I'm ready for a financial blessing. Don't know how it's going to come. Don't know what it's going to come out of it. But I know I'm ready for it. And I'm at the point in my life now to where I know I'll handle it well, to where I wouldn't have before. And also, God, I'm ready for my wife. I'm ready to meet her. Don't know who she is, where she's coming from, or whatever. But I'm ready for her. I'm ready for that life. I'm ready to have somebody that is my backbone, that believes in me as much as I believe in them. I'm ready to have somebody to get up and go to church with. I'm ready to have somebody, well, let's say, that drags my ass to church, because that's the kind of woman I want. I'm ready for her. And only time will tell. But me putting it out is, I think now there's a better chance of getting the blessing that I want. So don't be scared to ask for the blessing that you want, but you better be happy with the blessing that you receive. I love you guys. Don't let anybody steal your damn joy. Don't let anybody steal your joy or make it to where you're going to take joy from yourself. Find happiness in yourself. Love yourself. Find what works for you, but in healthy ways. And, if you are battling with substance abuse, please talk to somebody. Please talk to somebody. You are loved. You are wanted. You are supposed to be here. You have a real purpose in life. Don't lose yourself in other people and in substances. Don't lose yourself in other people and drugs. Make it to where you're happy and you're going to attract happy. Make it to where you're honest and you're going to attract honest. Don't do the stupid shit that I've done the past 2 months. Don't do it. Don't lie. Lying's bad, okay? Don't, man. Make yourself happy and make yourself happy in the right way. Stop depending on other people to make you happy. Make yourself happy now. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We're back, baby. We're back. We're ready to roll. We're going to be dropping a lot of episodes coming up. So thank y'all for being part of this ride. I know it's been crazy. I know I've acted like a child. I have just been a moron more than I can say. But it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen. I love you guys. Thank y'all for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Josh Terry Podcast.